Right now, police may give a driver a ticket for not wearing a seatbelt only if a vehicle is stopped for some other offense. DOT Secretary Tom Carlson's budget plan allows police to stop a vehicle for non-use of seatbelts. Carlson hopes this year's high death toll helps people understand the consequences of not using seatbelts.
There'll certainly be some opposition to this. I think the people that like to feel the independent nature of Wisconsin, which is still there and always will be. But on the other hand, this is the lowest cost thing we can do to reduce traffic deaths.
Carlson says compliance has languished at 66% in the state in recent years due to secondary enforcement. But National Motorist Association member Mark Halter of Stoddard counters that secondary enforcement nearly tripled seatbelt use in the past 15 years.
During that same period, we've seen no reduction in the number of deaths on our highways. We've seen no reduction in the number of injuries on our highways. All we see is a steady conversion from unbelted deaths and injuries to belted deaths and injuries, and we don't see that as a solution to the problem. We've got to get at the root causes of these accidents, which are generally, you know, drunken driving, careless driving, speeding, that sort of thing.
And State Representative Mike Hipps of West Salem sees little chance of the DOT proposal moving forward. Hipps notes the move to get policy out of the state budget.
I think you're going to see a great deal of policy, especially like this removed. Governor-elect Doyle also ran against that, saying that we should make this more of a fiscal document, and that's something I support.
The DOT proposal also increases the fine for a first violation from $10 to $25. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.